Welcome to today's daily teaching. I hope you've had a fabulous Easter weekend and you got a chance to listen to yesterday's audio as I kick off the week this week looking at our habits, both the good and the bad, but in particular, I suppose, the bad habits that are limiting your life or holding you back from doing exactly what you want for yourself and that are going to make you truly happy. So if you haven't listened to yesterday's audio, I would advise going back and doing that first. It's about 5 minutes in length and it'll prepare you then in the steps to go ahead and do today's one as well. So let's kick off straight away. Yesterday, I would have asked you to look at the habits that you have, which are good and bad. So for the good ones, fantastic. I'm glad you've acknowledged them. Keep putting effort into them and keep building on those good habits and bringing them into your life more often. And for the bad ones, definitely don't want to be you to be beating yourself up, putting yourself under pressure or feeling bad about these bad habits. We all have bad habits. That's absolutely for certain. It's like when you learn to drive, for example, and you're doing all the right things. And then after a period of time, you develop bad habits. You know, for me, like I won't go into neutral when I'm at the lights, for example, things like that. We bring up these bad habits, okay? And it's like that in life. And generally our bad habits actually are in response to certain things in our life, whether that's boredom, whether it's laziness, whether it's stress, pressure, frustration, anxiety, whatever it is, we are actually responding to something and we create a habit out of it. So that initial response is triggered off by something emotional, and in some instances it can be something negative or semi-negative, and then we do something, and then we kind of enjoyed it, and we do it again, and it becomes a pattern. And then these patterns can actually continue on for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. It can be there for your whole life. So life is made up of little bouts of habits that become these patterns. So I think when we're trying to make changes, the most important thing I feel, and this is just from my experience, both personally and with working with people extensively, is that I would really suggest for you to take these changes, first of all, in baby steps, because the longer you take to do it in shorter periods, the more longevity you're going to have with them. And the second thing is to do it in a place where you're being accountable to yourself and why you're doing these action steps. But more particularly is not to be putting yourself under so much pressure and beating yourself up, because when we're limiting ourselves, like making changes, we can feel like we're limiting ourselves. If we feel like we're being limited or restricted too much, we have a tendency to maybe do these changes for a short period of time and then veer away from them. And if we are also looking at a change we have to make and saying, I better make this, I'm the worst person in the world for doing this in the first place, I feel regretful, I feel bad, I'm making mistakes all the time, and beating ourselves up to that level, what actually happens to us is that we end up kind of fighting against the change we want to make. It's like, I better get rid of this and I better stamp on it and get rid of it once and for all. Why can't I just do it? And it becomes such a fight that you're fighting against this. And sometimes, like that expression says, what we resist persists. So the more we're trying to get rid of something, the more it seems to be showing up in front of us. So take your habits, or even if you're trying to do this on a broader scale with life changes you're trying to make, and work with them. Don't fight against them. Work with them and say, I recognize that these are my habits. I recognize that they're not very good for me, but I'm going to work with them and acknowledge they're a part of my life at the moment. The second thing I'd like you to do then is look at not eliminating them and again, being really restrictive and getting rid of them a cold turkey. It's more to replace them. Replace them with something better. So a couple of things I'd like you to do today. You looked at your bad habits from yesterday. So bring those across into today and you have a very clear understanding of what they are. Now for each one of those, I want you to think about it. You might find it helpful to write this out, but if you want, you can do it in your mind. Think about what triggers off the particular pattern, or I should say the particular habit that you have. So for example, you might have a habit of watching TV in the evening instead of going out for a walk. You might have a habit of getting into relationships very quickly with people, whether it's romantically or friendship-wise, and all of a sudden then you do a lot for people and you're being maybe used very quickly in a situation. You might go into work and have a habit of procrastinating and not being your best self. So what I want you to do for all the habits that you are very aware of that are limiting you right now, from big to small, I want you to look at what triggers those off, why, what goes on. And there is something there, but you have to think about it, okay? And then the second thing I want you to do today is look at how you can start to replace that habit. So for example, if you go into work and maybe you procrastinate a little bit, because when you go into work, you feel maybe not good enough and you want to prove to yourself you're not good enough, so you procrastinate. And all of these are subconscious. We don't really half the time realize what we're doing, nor would we even really choose to do it. It just nearly seems to take over. Or if, for example, you come home and instead of going for the walk, you end up watching TV. So how do you replace them instead of eliminating them? So maybe what you'll do is say, okay, I'm going to come home from work and I want to watch television for 5 hours or 3 hours or an hour, whatever it is. But I'm going to start off by, while I'm doing that, I'm going to like walk on the spot in my house while I'm watching the television. I'm going to just walk on the spot for an half an hour or an hour. And that's what I'm going to do. So you're getting both of them. And you can build that up where eventually you'll say, God, I'm sick of walking on the spot. Now I'm going to walk around my house. Now I'm going to get outside and walk around. And all of a sudden, you'll start to probably come home, go for a walk, come home, watch your telly, and do both things that you enjoy. Okay? So I'm giving very simple examples. But if you have harder ones that you are finding that are limiting you and you really are struggling with overcoming them, please, anytime, feel free to get in touch with me by text or by email to carolinemariamead@gmail.com. And I can give you a hand if you do need that. But just really think about this today. So what are the triggers emotionally for my habits? What triggers me off to go and repeat those habits and make them a pattern? And the second one is, what can I do to replace the habit? So I'm not going to eliminate it. I'm just going to start to make a slight change with it. It's like somebody who's trying to lose weight. I would get this a lot with people who I coach. And I always just say, it's not about like limiting yourself on a big diet. It's just say about making healthy choices. So have cake or have chocolate or have whatever it is that you want, but have a small piece of it or a small bit of it and have it in moderation. So I hope that's helped you today. Tomorrow, we're going to be doing a really big visualization around our habits and getting you to go into the space of seeing yourself in a different place. I'm going to go bring you really deep into that and create a mantra for yourself. And then on Thursday, we'll continue back with the audios as we progress on over the week and hopefully helping you to make some changes around your habits. So I wish you a really good Tuesday and look forward to connecting to you, or with you, I should say, tomorrow.